Markets were reacting negatively to the numbers released last week by USDA on prospective plantings. Corn planted acreage was up 5% from last year to 92.3 million acres. The trade was expecting about 90 million acres. Earlier, the prospective plantings in March, USDA said, would be about 92.2. That's pretty close to what they estimated. Soybean acreage down 3% from last year to 75.2 million acres nationwide. The March estimate was 76.6, so maybe some acreage in soybeans switched over to corn. Cotton planted at 2011 was up 25%. 13.7 million acres. That is up more than 1 million from the March estimate. The market was expecting a major increase because of the higher prices, maybe as much as 14 million acres, but they did not quite make it. It was at 13.7. Out of the 13.7 million acres, half of them were planted in Texas, and that could be a problem. Peanuts probably had the biggest discrepancy from the prospective plantings. We're supposed to be 4% down, but now are actually 11% down, and some of those acres are doubtful because of poor stands. A 60,000-acre reduction in Georgia was responsible for the biggest part of that change. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.